Get a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers here for this Monday, July 27th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network, and we're joined by Ag Resource Company's Dan Bosney. And Dan, it was a day that we're glad to see end, I think, in the markets today, very down across the board.
Well, you're right. We started out lower last night as crude oil prices kind of fell into the tank with losses of $6 to $7, and then it spread over to the grain markets. And a little bit of change in the forecast, if you will, warmer, if you will, through the south, the wetter across much of the country, and kind of got us selling, and the funds just kept up on it all day. So whether it was in the soybean market or the corn or wheat, everything down. And I will tell you, there was really four pillars of what I think was the bull market of the last 3 weeks, which was, you know, weather, Chinese demand, Black Sea problems, and then a U.S. and Iranian war. And when the U.S.-Iranian war kind of had a little better tone to it with dialogue, and we had a little change in weather, kind of gave us the day we had today, Jamie.
Over in the livestock market here, I guess we shouldn't be too surprised about what we saw in the cattle market, given the USDA announcement on Friday about reopening the border.
Well, that's right. I mean, it was a shoot and ask questions later kind of announcement. We did see feeder cattle in the back end down limit, but I think as we look at what's coming in terms of supplies from Mexico, they're going to be dribbling in maybe, you know, something like 3,000-4,000 head a week to begin with, but then we'll have to see how two other locations come online. But the news that maybe the border could be open sent everything lower. We'll see how things work out. But maybe the market overdid it a little bit. But that's the what you would expect of this kind of announcement and the border being closed, and you know, the U.S. Having about 90,000 head of feeder cattle coming in each month.
Market analysis from Ag Resource Company's Dan Bosse. Closing grain and livestock numbers for this Monday, July 27th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.